This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. Today, AAA says a gallon of gasoline costs, on average, $4.63. And while that number has been falling the past few weeks, it's still about $1.50 higher than this time last year. When gas prices first started to spike back in March, some advocates for public transit saw this as an opportunity. Maybe those high prices would nudge more of us back onto city buses and trains. Well, that hasn't quite panned out, Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Before the pandemic, San Francisco's BART trains carried about 400,000 people a day during the work week. But now,
we are carrying about 30 to 35% of the ridership that we did before March 2020.
BART spokesperson Chris Filippi says that's up slightly from the start of the year, but it's hard to say whether gas prices have anything to do with it.
We're in different times now, so we can't really make that correlation.
That's true across the country, says Stephen Miller with the Transit app. He says transit systems were designed around once predictable commuter habits that are now in flux.
There's a lot more remote work and hybrid work. People aren't using public transit as regularly.
Even with a slight boost from inflation, Miller says most systems in the U.S. are serving half of their pre-pandemic ridership. So how are they staying afloat?
Federal aid has been really helpful for transit agencies.
Like Kansas City's. Deputy CEO James Otten says pandemic aid helped fund a zero fare program for the city's buses.
So you get on our bus and you just sit down. You can even keep the $1.50 besides saving the gas money as well.
Otten credits that program with keeping ridership above the national average, around 80% of pre-pandemic levels. But that aid is finite, says Robert Puentes, who runs the Eno Center for Transportation, and agencies need to get creative to prove their value before it runs out.
There's an awful lot transit agencies can still do.
To recapture riders and replace lost commuters.
But it's getting late early, and they're going to need to start moving pretty quickly before these fiscal cliffs start to happen.
Before dips in ridership lead to budget cuts. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.